And it's been 7 years since five-time Tony Award winner Audra McDonald recorded a new CD. Her latest album, Go Back Home, is just that, a return to her roots in musical theater. And she tells our man Jeff London all of the songs on this album are deeply personal.
Between her last CD and her new one, Audra McDonald has been busy. She spent several years in Hollywood filming the television series Private Practice. She's gotten divorced and remarried, absorbed the shock of losing her father in a fatal plane crash, and watched her daughter Zoe grow up from a kindergartner to a middle schooler. Last year, she returned to New York, starred in Porgy and Bess, and won a fifth Tony Award. And all the ups and downs, triumphs and tragedies are reflected on her new album.
Lying all alone, I'm thinking, staring at the stars. I wonder, since I've been away, I'm lonely, when I'm gonna go back home.
This album is incredibly personal. I liken it to if someone were to have written a Broadway show about my life in the past 7 years, these are the songs they would have used.
The first song on the recording, and its title, Go Back Home, pretty much states the theme.
Go Back Home, for me, resonated with just having been away for the past 5 years, and not only coming back to New York, but home, which is my daughter, home, which is a theater, home, back to love and all that.
Is it gone too? I don't know. But maybe times will turn.
Like many of her previous albums, McDonald has found a mixture of songs from Broadway legends. Go Back Home was written by Kander and Ebb, to a younger generation of songwriters, including Adam Gettle, the Tony winner for The Light in the Piazza, whose Migratory V is featured on the album. McDonald dedicates that song to her late father, who was a pilot.
We sail above the weather. We search the ocean floor.
Her first album, Way Back to Paradise, was kind of the thing that made me want to be a composer.
Songwriter Adam Guan is part of the next generation of composers that McDonald features on her album. He first encountered her and the young songwriters she has championed when he was in college studying to be a performer and picked up her 1998 debut album.
First, it made me realize that, oh, people like write musical theater. And also people write songs that can do these exciting things. And so for that reason alone, having my song on this album is like mind-blowing, really.
I'll be here at the corner of Bleecker and Mercer tomorrow at 7. If you want to.
Guan's song I'll Be Here comes from his off-Broadway show Ordinary Days. In it, a woman tells the story of her past relationship to her current boyfriend. And the climax occurs when she recounts what happened to them on 9/11.
He had to stop into his office that morning, and so I went walking uptown to this bakery I know. When I heard on the street what I thought was a joke, till I noticed the sirens and saw the smoke. So I'm running back home with this feeling of dread to the voicemail he left with the last words he said.
And this song, actually, I'll Be Here, has more to do for me in my personal life with watching kind of what my stepmom has had to go through in getting her life back after losing my dad 6 years ago so tragically, so quickly, so suddenly, and watching her try and let go so that she can move on.
Yes, Jason, I will marry you. I will give you my heart. It has taken so long, but I'm ready to start. Right now, John's whispering congrats in my ear, 'cause I finally let myself tell you that I will be here.
While Audra McDonald has a lot of vocal power, she chooses to use it sparingly. For her, it's all about something deeper.
I think there's nothing wrong with someone going out in a concert and just like, I'm going to just thrill you and give you chills and all this stuff. That's a wonderful thing, too. But for who I am as an artist, I think for me, I am most fulfilled when I feel like there's been a communion, when there's been something shared, something learned, something received, you know.
McDonald's album ends with an old song by Julie Stein, Betty Comden, and Adolph Green called Make Someone Happy.
It's a mantra for me, you know. At the end of the day, what's most important? You know, do I want to be in some fancy dress, you know, with a bunch of people that I don't know and hair and makeup, you know, and blah, blah, blah? Or do I want to be at home with my family on the couch with the farting dogs just, you know, playing a game of Sorry or playing Yahtzee? I'll take B every time.
Make just one someone happy. Make just one heart the heart you sing to.
Audra McDonald's new album, Go Back Home, will be released on Tuesday. On Friday, she hosts her own Live from Lincoln Center performance on PBS, featuring songs from the album. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
My mother, the queen, ordinary mother's stripe on, being private and ordinary mother somehow can survive it, but ordinary mothers never, no, they're just standing still.
Can you hear the dog? This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Mother,